There was a time, not so long ago, when people carried swords, real swords. When women wore dresses with bones in them and starched, stiff petticoats. When men wore great curling wigs over their hair and waistcoats made of golden lace. At this time lived a tailor. In Gloucester. He sat in the window of a little shop in Westgate Street, cross-legged on a table from morning till dark, sewing and snippeting. Piecing out his satin and pompadour and lute string. Stuffs had strange names.
Pompadour.
And were very expensive in the days of the tailor of Gloucester.
The Tailor of Gloucester by Beatrix Potter. Dramatized for radio by Sarah Woods. With Miriam Margolyes and David Hargreaves.
Oh, your worship, sir. Where is it?
What?
My fabric. I want to see it. See the fabric?
Of course.
Started cutting it this morning. Ah. All cut and ready. This is a cherry-colored corded silk from Coventry.
So, although he sewed fine silk for his neighbors, the tailor was very, very poor. A little old man in spectacles with a pinched face. Old, crooked fingers and threadbare clothes. He cut his coats without waste.
The cloth cut absolutely without waste, sir. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
And the waistcoat? 4 pieces. All in order.
Huh?
Cream-coloured satin to be trimmed with gauze.
Gauze.
Green worsted chenille.
All that was left were very small ends and snippets.
Very small ends and snippets you see around you here. Too narrow breadth for naught except waistcoats for mice.
Waistcoats for mice. Yes.
No breadth at all. And cut on the cross. Mm-hmm. Tippets for mice and ribbons for mobs. For mice.
Buttons.
Buttons? Mm. Show me buttons.
Of course, buttons.
These golden buttons with the cherry red rims.
For the coat?
For the waistcoat.
Oh.
If you look at them against the satin, sir. I want flowers.
Flowers? Mm.
Of course, like a garden, sewn over the waistcoat and on the coat. I want simple flowers, treated with the utmost sophistication.
Sophistication, yes.
Single red roses.
Roses for the coat. Mm.
Sparkling pansies and shimmering cornflowers. And poppies.
Poppies, yes.
Perhaps a trellis pattern.
Trellis?
A trellis. On the waistcoat, enclosing tiny sprigs, then flowers down the center and around the pockets in twisted.
It must be the most elegant suit ever seen in Gloucester.
In Gloucester, yes.
This is my wedding, Taylor.
Wedding, sir.
On Christmas morning, I am to be married, and I am the mayor.
The mayor, quite right.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do. The mayor, Gloucester, the suit, yes.
Christmas morning.
Christmas morning, Gloucester, mayor, suit, married.
Elegant.
Elegant.
Perfect.
Perfect.
You've got 3 days.
Three. Everything ready to sew together in the morning? All measured and sufficient? All in order, except for one single skein of cherry-colored twisted silk.
And the tailor fastened the window.
One single skein of cherry-colored twisted silk to sew the buttonholes. That is all I am on.
He came out of his shop. And he locked the door and took away the key. For he did not live there at night.
That is all I am wanted.
No one lived there at night. but little brown mice.
There's you!
Behind all the wainscots of all the old houses in Gloucester, there are little mouse staircases and secret doors. And the mice run from house to house, all over the town, without stepping into the street. The tailor shuffled home to Simpkin, his cat. All he was wanting, one single skein of cherry-coloured twist.
Shall make our fortune with this suit, Simpkin. The Mayor of Gloucester's suit we shall. But I'm worn to a shred paper. We have but 4 pennies left in the world. 4 pennies. I want you to go out for me, Simpkin. Oh, Simpkin. I'm worn to a ravelin. There's nothing in the house. You must take these 4 pennies. Our very last 4 pennies, Simpkin. And this is what I want you to buy. 1 penny worth of bread, 1 penny worth of milk, and 1 penny worth of sausages. Take this china pitkin for the milk, and with the very last penny of our very last 4 pence, now listen to me, Simpkin, listen now. Buy me 1 penny worth of cherry-colored silk twist. Hear me, Simpkin? Do not, Simpkin, do not lose the last penny of the 4 pence, or forget to buy the cherry-colored twist, or I'm undone, for I am no more thread for the mayor's wedding suit. I have no more twist. Bread and sausages and pitkin of milk, and with the last penny... Ah, oh, no more twist. Ah, I shall make my fortune, I shall. The most beautiful coat, and oh, so cold. Oh, so very cold it is tonight. Hurt you. Oh, pocket flaps and cuffs. An embroidered waistcoat to be lined with yellow taffeta. Just enough yellow taffeta, just enough. Whatever's... It's coming from my dresser. Whatever can it be? Sounds like something under this cup. This is very peculiar. A little lady mouse, all done up with ruffles at her elbows and fine lawn apron. And she curtsies to me. Ha! Gone. Someone's been meddling with my china. Someone's turned all the cups upside down. Simpkin. This is undoubtedly the doing of Simpkin. Achoo! Oh, dear, oh, dear. More? This is passing extraordinary. Yes, another mouse under a teacup. A gentleman this time. Bows to me, no less. Good evening to you, sir. Well, well. Off he goes. And the cream-colored satin for the waistcoat sufficed them. Just enough green worsted chenille. Just enough. Except the twist. Was I wise to entrust my last 4 pence to Simpkin? My very last 4 pennies? And no more twist. 120 buttonholes of cherry-colored twist. Oh, tap, tap, tap. Oh. Who have we here? Oh, a little girl mouse. Good evening. And another. And another mouse. Yes, farewell to you. All my cups and bowls, and another. There they go. Other and more away they go. Off under the wainscot. 120 buttonholes of cherry-colored silk twist.
To
be finished by Christmas morning. And this is the night of the 21st. 3 days. Just 3 days. Was I right to let loose those mice? Undoubtedly the property of Simpkin. My last 4 pence. My very last penny. Simpkin? Is that you? Did you bring the twist? My, it's snowing out there. Look at you. Snow in your ears and down your collar. You're covered, Simpkin. Give me the loaf and the sausages. Put the pipkin on the dresser. Where is my twist? Don't knock my cups about, Simpkin. Leave my cups and bowls and dishes. There are no mice, Simpkin. There are no mice. Simpkin, where is my twist? The cherry-colored twist! Simpkin! The last penny, the mare's suit, Simpkin! Oh, Simpkin! Simpkin!
The tailor went sadly to bed.
I'm undone. My twist. No more twist.
And Simpkin, mad at the loss of his mouse supper, took the little parcel of cherry-coloured twist and hid it in a teapot on the dresser.
Wow. No more twist.
All night long, Simpkin hunted and searched through the kitchen.
What will become of the cherry-coloured coat?
Peeping into cupboards and under the wainscot.
What is to become of me?
But still, he never found a single mouse.
The silk and the satin got upon the table.
The poor old tailor was very ill with a fever.
120 buttonholes.
All that day he was ill, and the next day...
Who will come to sew them?
And the next.
Who?
For 3 days and 3 nights the tailor lay sick.
Jerry.
For 3 days and 3 nights Simpkin mewed, wanting his mice.
Buttonholes.
It was Christmas Eve. Simpkin was hungry. And Simpkin was scared. Standing by his master's bed. Now I have heard it said that in the night between Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, animals can talk. Very few people can hear them. Very few. And even fewer know what they say.
12.
Simpkin walked out of the tailor's door, out into the snowy streets of Gloucester.
About Simpkin. Him lying in his bed and no mice under the cups. Who cares? Not these birds singing in the middle of the night in my ears, get your singing out of my ears. Don't want singing. Cold and wet. Snow in my whiskers. Up my nose.
We love in cats on four legs.
Cats. In Simpkin's tummy. Singing and dancing in the middle of the night. All except me. All but hungry Simpkin.
And they barred up the window shutters and shut out Simpkin.
No more twist! No more twist!
Because Simpkin hid the twist. Simpkin hid it.
Simpkin came away from the shop.
Poor naughty Simpkin.
And he went home.
Where is the twist?
The poor old tailor was sleeping peacefully, his fever gone. And Simpkin went on tiptoe and took a little parcel out of the teapot. And looked at it in the moonlight. He felt quite ashamed of his badness compared with the goodness of the mice.
Simkin. Simkin. A skein of cherry-colored twisted silk. Simkin. I have my twist. But it must be too late. What day? How long have I lain here? Christmas? Is it Christmas already? I am undone. I have my twist, but no more time. Hardly time to make a single buttonhole. A single buttonhole.
Merry Christmas.
What am I to do? What will become of us? The mayor is to be married this morning. And where is his cherry-colored coat? No cherry-colored coat with cuffs and pocket flaps. No buttonholes. Simkin, will you stop? Simkin!
Oh, dear, oh, dear. What is to become of us all? Not one single buttonhole lens with cherry-colored twisted...
The coat. The coat is made. It's made. Finished. Is it finished? The most beautifulest coat and embroidered satin waistcoat that ever were worn by a mayor of Gloucester. Roses and pansies on the coat, and poppies and cornflowers on the waistcoat. Everything finished and all cleared and swept away. Every snippet and end of thread, not even snippets for mice and waistcoats for...
Everything was finished.
Oh,
except... just one single cherry-coloured buttonhole.
What's this?
And where that buttonhole was wanting, there was pinned a scrap of paper with these words, in teeny, tiny writing.
No more twist? But I have twist. And just the time to sew one buttonhole.
Christmas morning, Taylor.
Christmas, yes.
And my suit.
Here.
My suit.
Just finishing the last buttonhole.
Oh, such a coat. And the waistcoat, like a garden.
I hope it pleases.
A paradise of tiny stitches. This is... handsome! Never have I seen such ruffles, such embroidered cuffs and lappets.
And fit for a mare's marrying?
Oh, yes, yes. Fit for a mare's marrying day.
Thank you, sir.
I never saw a piece of work so prettily fancied. All the rich merchants will see. All the fine gentlemen. These flowers are worth to the life, as like they grew in this very place. I believe you must have sat on that table cross-legged all these 3 days and nights.
Well,
don't be modest, Taylor. I recognize dedication to duty. Such dedication.
What beautiful sausages, Simkin.
What a merry Christmas.
Sausages and fish and cream.
Merry, merry Christmas. Happy, happiest Christmas. Happy Christmas to you, Taylor.
Yes, and to you too, sir. Thank you.
And from then on, things started to change for the Tailor of Gloucester.
Fish and cream and butter.
He made the most wonderful waistcoats for all the rich merchants and fine gentlemen. He grew quite stout.
Cake, pudding,
meat and custard.
Custard!
Merry Christmas, indeed.
Thank you very much.
He grew quite rich.
These buttonholes are a triumph. Really. Your greatest triumph. These 21 buttonholes.
Thank you, sir.
The stitches, so neat, so small.
And everyone commented on the stitches of his buttonholes.
Such tiny stitches, they might have been sewn by little mice.
Little mice, little mice.
And you, with your glasses, with crooked old fingers and a tailor's symbol. Oh, it's quite remarkable. Quite incredible.
Well,
Now, don't be modest. I'm sure that I have never seen anything like
The Tailor of Gloucester, dramatized by Sarah Woods from the story by Beatrix Potter, was told by Miriam Margolyes. The tailor was David Hargreaves. Simpkin was David Holt. The mayor, David Timpson. And the mice, Helen Longworth, David Timpson, and Poppy Ellen. The music was by Anders Södergren. And the director was Jonquil Tanzing.